Good morning. You're listening to Sharp Elbows with me, Francesca Hong. I am joined by the phenomenal Nada El-Mekashfi and our special guest, Representative David Bowen. Y'all, so recently, the legislature has really been forced to reckon with its responsibility in curbing police brutality and taking up the mantle of racial justice. After the murder of George Floyd, we saw political parties grapple with where they fit in changing the culture of policing in America. And I was wondering if you could tell us, David, what last summer was like for you and what your view is as a legislator in terms of what really needs to be done. What are the steps for reform in policing?
Got you. Yeah, I mean, but to think about how last summer came about, you know, on the heels of a pandemic that had everybody pretty much secluded, reserved in the house. You know, it was like a powder keg of energy that so many people had, and that sparked with the killing of George Floyd, the killing of Breonna Taylor, and the killing of Ahmaud Arbery as well. And seeing, you know, so much violence being inflicted on Black bodies and brown bodies as well over the years, especially in communities like Milwaukee. You know, we've seen it lead up from Dontre Hamilton in 2014, Seville Smith in 2016, and you know, even recently Joel Acevedo in Milwaukee too in 2019, or near the end of 2019 and the beginning of 2020. So we've seen these play out time and time again, and it really was bottled up energy that was just explosive all over the country. And to see the result of millions of people standing up, advocating for Black lives, coming together in a unlikely way, right? Since the civil rights movement, massive amounts of people. I mean, I saw mothers from the North Shore, which is like the Milwaukee suburbs, driving in their Subarus and protest with young people from the central city, you know, all fighting together, all willing to fight. I saw former Republicans that came out and denounced some of the actions of their party, and they joined the protest. Until this day, are still engaged. You know, and just a massive amount of energy. I think that's the best way to describe it. But also to realize that, like, police departments and certain leaders have weaponized their departments against people with signs, against people that are advocating with their voice. They're not drug kingpins. They're not career criminals in their, like, in all actuality, but they use the same force, a militarized approach, to try to stop them from advocating for changes that those departments need to adhere to, so that we can actually have police departments and services that will be accountable to Black and brown communities once and for all. So it's been interesting to witness that, to witness folks in the movement be demonized and to be the target rather than the pure focus of focusing on the solutions that we know will hold officers accountable for the betterment of those departments, the betterment of our community.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting you say that, because I think a lot of the rhetoric from, you know, even Democrats, not just Republicans, during the movement last summer, was that we, not only were we asking for too much, but that our language was violent, that it was, you know, encouraging divisiveness. And would you say that the language of the movement, asking for reform, asking for defunding, you know, you have the left asking for abolishment and reimagining what policing looks like. Do you think, how important in these last 2 minutes do you think that, you know, language is to the movement and where it's become?
Oh man, it's everything. Because, you know, even, you know, I got to highlight how this whole moment has been exploited. And how many times the folks that have come, that have come out and asked for changes, asked for transformation in how we address emergency services, especially when you have a situation like, and today is J-Day, by the way, I have to shout out Jay Anderson Jr.'s family, Mr. and Mrs. Anderson, that have been advocating for their son that was killed now 5 years ago. And they're celebrating his life this weekend. He was killed in a park, right? And it's been interesting to be able to see the dynamic where they demonized a young man who is sleeping in a park. And they try to make it justified for an officer who already at that point has killed another person. This is his second killing. Mm-hmm. And then he goes on about a year after that, 2 years after that, to kill somebody else, the same officer. So it's interesting to see this dynamic
of
what folks are asking for. And the right and conservatives act like it's too much. They act like police services to be needed for those communities has to operate in a way where they disrespect people's rights. They don't recognize people's dignity, their right to have neighborhoods that don't have to be over-policed